Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The American economy, the jobs report strong, inflation high, the questions about the Federal Reserve and the road ahead, recession, more rate hikes, unknown. So I go to Italy to see if Italy's economy is any easier to understand in this time of recovering from the pandemic, dealing with the war in Europe and the energy question. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, he's in Milan. Lorenzo, we've talked about the Italian economy in recovery, and it has been doing better than its neighborhood. What is the prospect now that the whole world is again seeing unacceptable inflation? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, let me tell you that the situation, in few words, is a situation of lights and shadows. Why lights and shadows? Simply because right now in Italy we have still a growth, but this is a very moderate growth, and the margin for the government to put new resources to reduce taxes and improve the economy have been eroded by some measure taken by the previous government in order to support part of our economy, particularly in the area of civilian works. And this, let's say, measure are eroding a lot of resources available to our government for the next year. On the other side, the inflation rate is reducing, but still very high. And this is causing an erosion of the power of buying of the people in Italy that normally suffer because their salary average-wise are pretty low compared to the average in all the other European countries. But the lights are indeed in the era of the increase of the number of employees. I mean, the contract without any terms of end are increasing the number of contract with the predefined terms are also increasing, the number of women that are going to work are increasing, and there is still a large demand of companies, service group that are looking for jobs, and they don't find enough people to cover the vacancy position. So let me tell you, it's a situation pretty complicated, and I don't know what will be the end of the game. Certainly, we need to keep the inflation rate more under control. The government introduced measure to ask the large distribution to keep the price under control until the end of this year, but the situation is not so well defined.
It's surprisingly how similar it is between our countries. The same unclear road ahead. Migration, a huge story here in America, also a very big story in Europe, and there's been a meeting of the important players in six countries gathering in Granada, and your Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, is attending, along with the European Commission, France and UK and Albania and the Netherlands. It looks like they've come to a decision that is positive for Italy because you've been bearing the weight of it. Is it understood as positive? What happens next?
Yes, it's a positive news because last week when we spoke, there was a very high tension between Italy and Germany. Germany was insisting to have an agreement recognizing a role to the non-governmental organization that right now are rescuing migrants in the Mediterranean Sea, giving also the possibility to make larger financement to this non-governmental organization. But on the other side, reject any new entrants in the country. Italy insisted to, let's say, eliminate such kind of text into the agreement. At the very end, in Granada, there was a pre-meeting between Meloni and Scholz, and finally they reached an agreement. Now, the challenge after the agreement in Granada, which was very much supported by the French president, Mr. Macron, will be how Europe can agree together how to go to the country where the migrants come from in order to a certain extent create conditions for local development and also condition to select the people that will be allowed to come to Europe and try to avoid that these migrants are a matter of business for the human smugglers. And this is not easy, in my opinion, and requires also long-term vision. I don't know if this long-term vision can be achieved until next April when the European Parliament election will take place.
Again, it's surprising how similar it is to the struggles that we have with migration here in the United States and dealing with other countries together. And we come now to a story that everybody understands because it's about the culling of your swine herd because of African swine fever. Especially in Lombardia, is that correct? It's where you are.
Correct, John. This disease started more than 1 year ago in the region of Piemonte, Liguria, west of Lombardia. So the authorities decided to put a lot of fencing in the woods of the countryside in the south of Piemonte, let's say close to the border of Liguria, the region of Genoa. Unfortunately, this disease for the similar situation that normally happens, that the farmer don't take the prudent approach as it is recommended by the health authority, is now spreading into Lombardia. And so now there is a lot of concern to keep the situation under control, try to limit, let's say, the area. And this means the elimination of a lot of pigs. But we are talking about tens of thousands of pigs being eliminated to avoid that the disease can go somewhere else. Don't forget that pigs are very important element of our product like prosciutto and salami that are well known worldwide. If you go to any restaurant in any corner of the world and you look to appetizer and starter, you always find something that is related to prosciutto or salami made in Italy. So this is an important element of our economy, and we don't want really to have such kind of problem. The disease started with the wild boar. You know that in the past we speak a lot about the invasion of wild boar. The wild boar are those that are bringing the disease to the pig industry.
We have less than a minute, and we want to mention the Fréjus Tunnel between Italy and France. It's now closed because of a landslide. When can they open it up again? This is important for your commerce. We have less than a minute.
It's a very important element because the Fréjus Tunnel and the railway is one of the doors to the north for our export and also for the goods that come to our ports. Unfortunately, this landslide happened in the territory of France, and the expectations are that the railway network can be restored likely summer 2024. In my opinion, it's too late. They need to accelerate the repair because we cannot afford to bring everything that was on the track, 150 trains per week, on the wheel. This is mission impossible.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation in Milano. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.